Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the game. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the game. Truth is I'm past options of you. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray what's left. Truth is I'm free, no strength to cry, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. What else will change my life? Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. The game of and sing to you this song. Please take me to the King. Truth is it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's sake.
God bless you. Good morning to you. God bless you.
I'm so excited to be on with you this morning. This is your servant host leader this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and I am pleased to be your servant leader as we are streaming live this morning on Blog Talk, going before the throne of grace. We are getting ready to command your day, command your morning. If you have a prayer request, please go ahead on and call in. You could call us on 213-943-3799, and we are taking live requests this morning. So excited for the things that God is doing in the year of 2017 already, how he has done so many miraculous things. The testimonies are coming in of the prayer requests that we've prayed, and we're just looking for more. And we're counting on you. We're counting on you, saints of God. But listen, I want to get a couple of announcements in before I pray. And one of those is our mission trip. Our mission trip coming up in May. If you would like to donate to the cause, we are going to the seven churches of Patmos, and we are going to be doing ordinations. We are going to be doing teachings and preachings. We are also going to be doing marriages. And it just takes so much over the course of these 2 weeks to get it all in, you know, get it all done. So we're counting on you to be able to help us with this journey, this pilgrimage. And if you'd like to donate, please do so to P.O. Box 558394. That's P.O. Box 558394, Chicago, Illinois, 60655. So we're just standing in need of your support. So if you are able, it is tax deductible. Also, don't forget, we are praying for you through our prayer page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And if you leave a prayer request, it is confidential. Go ahead on and do it, because we're praying for you via that source as well. I'm so delighted, so thankful that you all are with us, you know, that you've been with us thus far. We have been praying over the years now for over 10 years, and God has really brought a lot of miracles. God has really brought a lot of healings, a lot of grace, a lot of second, third, 14, 17 chances. You all know what I mean. When you didn't get it right the first time, the third time, the fifth time, God came in and made it complete on that seventh time. So listen, like I said, just go ahead on and invite someone to this prayer line and to like our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warrior. We are going to command your day this morning. We are praying for you. Pardon me. And I'm getting us ready even to learn more about the spirit of affinity and how we need to look out for it. This spirit can sway both ways. You know, affinity is a spirit that just will inherit a person, whether negatively or positively. And I want to pray against the negative spirit of affinity, those ungodly soul ties, those diabolical soul ties that come to distract, even in the marriages, which is a legitimate soul tie or family or a covenant with our Father. So we want to come up against those relational ones, those sexual partners of same-sex marriages and relationships, things like that. So we want you to be able to know that even through King Solomon, you know, he loved women. He loved women. And so we want to be able to pray against it. He was a wise man, but he loved women. And so I think he had over 700 wives and princesses, you know, all these concubines. And so we need to be praying over this spirit so that it doesn't attach itself to our loved ones, to ourselves. And so I come against it now in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord God, that even those will not attach themselves or be acquainted with our family members, and they will not attach themselves, God, and they will not propagate in the family members of the kingdom, oh God, and that we will tear down the satanic surveillance of them all, God, even the vigilance activities that the witches have devised in the name of Jesus. Father God, we yield ourselves up to you in a godly fashion. We yield ourselves up to you for healing and for divine inspiration and encouragement, oh God, and that you will have your way in our lives. Lord God, supply the love that is needed that would destroy those codependent spirits. And we bind them up and send them to the pit of hell even now. Every spirit of manipulation now. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory over homosexuality and gay spirits, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing over them. We declare righteousness over them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we command even a spirit of peace on today, a spirit of love, and a spirit of victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and we decree these things so.